Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ooh, birds flying overhead, porpoises jumping for joy. Summer's in full swing, sis.
That's right. What's your dream? What's your plan?
Plan B.
Honey, yes. Are you ready for a brand new day?
Honey,
All-Star 6 is coming, and we're going to talk all about it.
Ooh, and we have a former Scruff Pit Crew member swinging by.
Swinging, yes.
Swing on that ding-a-ling.
Woof, woof, woof.
Simon
woof,
Cherry woof, Wood woof, is here for a little woof, tip woof, spot woof, to give us the tea on his time on season 6.
Ooh, get your oven mitts out because this gauze is
hot. This is hot gauze. No, this is hot gauze.
This is
Forever Dog.
Blow on it, blow on it.
I shouldn't have ordered it extra hot, but it's just like, oh my God, could I get some ice cubes? Welcome back for another steaming,
scalding,
serving of
hot gauze.
This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into some
hot gauze.
What's the tea, honeybee? How's it going?
It is going so well. I love London. I love everything I'm doing. It's dream come true. Aww. Employment over here.
Hello.
If you haven't seen Death Drop with all the wonderful, talented people in it, Latrice, me, Myra, Anna, Don, Louie, Apple. There's one more I'm forgetting. The writer, Holly Stars, who's like hilariously deadpan funny. I'm learning all these new British things. It's my favorite thing I've ever gotten to do professionally and be paid for. It's so much fun. Please come see it if you're in London or England. We had a special guest host last week. We're sorry if our programming wasn't up to the quality that you're used to. Did you listen? Did you have
I did.
Any notes?
And
any clunkers?
Anyone who says that Courtney is shady based on season 6, I mean, it's not true. She is so kind because she was kind enough to not do too good of a job so that I would feel threatened.
I'm totally kidding.
Someone said that on a different podcast and I had to reference it. I love Courtney so much and I loved listening to the episode. And I was cracking up, especially at the dick descriptions, because it's different when you don't have the dicks in front of you. And hearing you describe things, your mind creates the image of like this random, and then you're like, oh, and there's a fleece thing over here, and then there's plaid over there. So it's like your mind pastiches together like all these things, and it was making me crack up on the plane. And Courtney, I love you so much. Thank you for keeping the
seat hot for me.
Hot seat. Where were you, bitch? No call, no show?
It was a no call, no show. It's going to come up in my review. I'm going to get written up by the Mom Network. No, I was in Hawaii because it was Jeremy's birthday and all he wanted to do is go to Hawaii. And so we were like, okay, let's go to Hawaii.
It is. Let's go to Hawaii.
So we did all the things. We had a little beach. We had a little sun. We had a little pool. We had a little helicopter in the volcano shit. Like, it was really an amazing experience. And the hype about Hawaii is not hype. That is just like one of the most magical, whimsical places that exist on Earth.
You look refreshed.
Thanks. I went to Dr. Carlos. No, I'm just kidding.
I love Patch Podge this week where Candace was like, well, they said they knew a guy and he could get free surge, so I said I'd do the patch. Patch Podge is so hot.
That's how this industry works, my love.
Honey, the Derm King will provide.
Wait, tell me about Oopsie Whoopsie.
So on my tell YouTube channel, it. There's a video for Oopsie Whoopsie and the making of the video of Oopsie Whoopsie. It's my character in Death Drop is Shazza, which is apparently a nickname for Sharon, which I was like, nicknames are usually shorter, but I don't know. The Brits, they're crazy. I'm wearing a vintage look, reworked my Heather body garment.
You look so stunning.
The Heathering. And
you look so stunning.
Stunning. My character in the show is an 80s faded pop star, and this is her signature song. It's called Oopsie, Oopsie, Whoopsie Daisy. It's so cute. Flo and Joan are two comedy writers that killed all the music in the show. It's so funny. And my backup dancers, Callum and Jake, are beautiful. We took our inspiration from Tell It to My Heart, the Taylor Dane video.
Yes. And got
hot backup dancers, big frizzle frazzle, 80s hair, soft focus, jingle jangle dancers. And it's just a fun little rock, rollicking frolop. Frolop?
It's a frolop.
It's a frolop, which is like a frappe with cum.
It's so sickening. You look gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
And I hope you sucked all the Santas on the set.
There was no Santa sucking because of COVID. And and I'm not about that life anymore. I'm not a Santa sucker. But I'm wearing a
Santa sucker suit right now, actually.
Oh. I did try to hang out with someone and they said it was like a chill party. And I was like, oh, it sounds fun. Apparently a chill party over here is a sex party.
Okay, so what? Were you scandalized and shocked, or?
When you're just not ready for something that you think is going to happen.
Yes,
and
definitely.
You're just like, oh, okay. It's called a chill out, actually, I think.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, chill out. Yeah, okay. But I got there and I was like,
oh. So did
I'm going to need a hair tie.
Did you chill out, or?
How's your summer?
It is some summertime and shummer the girls.
Summer. That's what we should do. Shummer the girls. Shummer the girls.
Do you think nature's healing? Do you think COVID is over, or do you think that they just said, well, it's the 15th, who cares?
I don't know, but in England they just moved back the date of of the openings of everything, the full-on openings. It's weird because they have like soccer matches over here where 20,000 men can gather in a stadium, but they can't let a girl twirl inside a club to full capacity. I really don't get it, but it's the same way I didn't get that, you know, productions were open in California and able to film, but clubs and restaurants weren't, because they're just prioritizing the things that mean the most to the government and making the most people happy, which in California was opening film production again, because if not, film production would have gone to Louisiana and New Zealand and all that stuff. So I get that, like, they're picking and choosing, but England has less problems than America, I feel like, right now. If
Girl,
that makes sense.
Well, and and everything has sort of opened here, and I'm grateful for that because I'm vaxxed the house back boots, and most people I know that I would feel comfortable, you know, having that conversation with are also vaxxed the house back boots bareback. So I feel comfortable going out, and I can't wait to go to Precinct because they're open again.
Well, you look comfortable. Is that a new shirt? Is that a new merch shirt?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Just, you look very casual. This
is my casual Kelly look. We said we were wearing casual Kelly today, guys. Willem is in Swarovski crystal head to toe. That is not casual. That is not off the rack ready to wear. Sorry.
Prong set. They're prong set too, bitch.
Wrong set.
That tone is. Yeah. You set that tone a little righter. this summer has been brief in England. It's already back in the 60s and cold.
Girl, they tease you over there. Cold. They're like, it's summer. Oh, no, we're just kidding. No. Get back in the house.
Yeah, we're going to give it to you in September. But put on your gloves again. I wore gloves again yesterday. Honey. It is June 21st, and I wore gloves. Mm-hmm. That's how windy and cold it was.
Wow.
Gloves in June. And you know.
Opera length?
Wristlets. I need some summer. And, bitch, I'm about to slide down a rainbow to get warm because we're coming up on this rainbow spotlight.
Oh, yes.
And it's with some sisters that I know. I know how Meatball feels about not being asked to be in things because this is just a plethora of stars. Many, 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 many stars, like the Peppermint, mm-hmm. the Jan, mm-hmm. and the Alaska Thunder Fook.
That's right.
Ooh, and this outfit. I love this rainbow outfit.
Thank you so much.
She's got her pants low on her hips. She's saying, I'm going to give hip bone, baby. Hip bone. You like this hip bone?
This is, of course, the new girl group that everyone's talking about, Jan Laskament. this is Jan and Peppermint.
Is that for acid reflux?
And my... We want to take a second to talk to you about Jan Laskament. HB. OTC.
Now in trials.
This is a song called Put Your Gay Hands Up. And it is a really gay pride song that I just love so much. My good friend Nick Laughlin helped write and produce this song and really worked hard to make it happen. None of the girls could get into the same place at the same time to film the video together, but you know what? We each have our own scene. So it's very like Nicki Minaj in, you know, what was the video she did? And it was like...
It's very Saweetie in the Confetti remix from our friend's Little Mix.
That girl. I'm the girl on the security camera. Yes.
That's honey, and Peppermint's working the pier, let me tell you.
She is.
Yeah, she's posing away now that pose has gone away. She is turning it. She has a smart YSL Reeve Gauche-inspired look on with blonde hair complementing... fluttery lashes.
So
Jan looks like a toilet paper cozy at Gay Pride.
The vinyl dress? Yeah, the showstopper.
The ball gown. The ball gown.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
Yeah, gorgeous. You look slinky, seductive. Seasonal.
Seasonal.
Very June.
Seasonal. It was really, really fun to do, and I love the song. It's really catchy. Try to listen to it without getting it stuck in your head immediately. It's really good. So why don't
we
listen to...
I've been stuck giving head once. That was tough. It was under a table. And I was like...
you got paid under the table, too.
Hey, where can we listen to this song, bitch?
You can listen to it on iTunes. You can stream it on Spotify. And the YouTube video is up on Jan's YouTube page. So let's give it a listen right now, and we'll be right back.
Put a quarter in Jan's jukebox.
Put a quarter in it, literally.
Hey, fags, Alaska's here. The 49th state, and I'm here to make it queer. Where's the coat check? Oh, wait, it's summer. Hotties all around, oh, what a fucking bummer. I brought the white claw, but I'll drink your vodka. Hell's gonna break, cause I came to rock ya. Wait, whose party am I at again? I think it's a friend of a friend of a friend. Hi!
Oh my god!
Okay, now we're done with that. I'm headed to the pool where my girls are at. Cause the party never stops when I'm at Pride. Would you be with PBT, come and take me for a ride.
And put your gay hands up.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Oh, I'm gagging on all the eleganza. Oh my God, these season six girls of All Starz, they are out. And honey, bitch, you don't need a telescope to see these stars. They are falling from the heavens.
Honey, it's a brand new day.
Ooh.
So, okay, we're recording this a little early. The episode has not come out yet, but why don't we pretend that we've seen it? Oh, were you gagged by that one, by the gag of the season?
Girl, did you see when that girl wore that wig?
That wig, you know the one we're talking about.
Oh
you,
my God, RuPaul, listen. When she was the,
RuPaul looked fabulous on the
Michelle
runway.
When she said that bitchy thing, oh my when God. She,
yeah,
I didn't believe she had that in her.
I can't believe she said that.
Wow.
She said, she came that way?
Did you know they lip sync at the end too now? So
good. Oh, yeah, and the twist of the season, Miss Honey, oh, the twists and turns. Uh-huh. This... I'm looking forward to this season. I cannot wait for it. So wait, it comes out on Thursday?
Yeah.
The 24th.
Yesterday. Well, it would be yesterday.
I can't wait to watch. vagina. Okay.
If anybody's interested in seeing what I would do if I was on the show for all of the runways and competitions, you can head over to my YouTube channel and I'll be posting that weekly. And y'all ain't ready for these looks. I don't want to be crass, but I'm pussy stunt cunting about in these looks. I have Mugler, I have Gautier, I have Marco Marco,
wow.
I have Howie B, I have the
Bitch.
Looks. They're honestly like, I really wish I was on the show because I had great ideas for, like, I don't think it's a secret that I came up with some of the runways for some of the girls in the past for season 13 and other ones.
Oh, definitely.
Ones.
You're always the consultant.
Yeah. And it's fun for me because I get to be involved still. And now this yeah. was a way I got to involve myself more because I'm a selfish drag queen. And I love
selfish
dressing
drag
up.
Queen. Queen. Selfish drag queen. Queen. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
I'm just very proud of a lot of the things that I put together and the videos. Bitch. My runways, I literally have fire. I'm on fire in one of the runways.
All right, Drag Race Thailand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Work.
I'm a walking poo-poo platter, literally. And that's not any reference to my cleanliness. I'm serving it up.
I'm so excited to see.
Are
so
you rooting for me?
I am, and I have a feeling we haven't seen a last of you.
I'm looking forward to these lip sync assassins, too, because I know some special sisters who will be making appearances and gagging the girls.
Girl, honey.
With their group of tree.
Girl, they're going full John Wilkes Booth this season. Oof. There are some assassins in there, my love.
Who is your prize pony? Who are you rooting for?
Well, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Team Jiggly Caliente, always and forever. I hope she wins everything. I hope she wins an Emmy for Pose. I hope she wins Drag Race. I hope she comes back next year and wins another Drag Race.
Yeah.
Team Jigs.
Jigs is great.
So wait, there are some hot guest judges in the trailer. Tina Knowles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
sure.
Casa Darion up in the house.
Beyonce came out of her vagina.
Charlie XCX mm-hmm. is there. And we also have Emma Roberts.
Wow, this is wild.
Yeah.
It's going to be a season to remember. This is a segment which we like to call...
Let's get political. I wanna get political. See your policy.
And us, just like Courtney on season 6 of Drag Race, we did that a cappella.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was not so stellar.
We're playing it to our strengths.
This week, the Supreme Court has sided with Catholic adoption agencies that refuse to work with LGBT people. This is from CBNC.
Oh, sorry, CNBC. Channel? That's a typo.
Oh. The Supreme Court on Thursday delivered a unanimous defeat to LGBT couples in a high-profile case over whether Philadelphia could refuse to contract with a Roman Catholic adoption agency that says its religious beliefs prevent it from working with same-sex foster parents. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in an opinion for a majority of the court that Philadelphia violated the First Amendment by refusing to contract with sexual... Fuck.
Catholic Chief... Social Services.
Thank you. Once it learned once it learned that the organization would not certify same-sex couples for adoption, the free exercise clause of the First Amendment, applicable to the states under the 14th Amendment, provides that Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion, Roberts wrote. As an initial matter, it is plain that the city's action have burdened CSS's religious exercise by putting it to the choice of curtailing its mission or approving relationships inconsistent with its beliefs, he added. Which I think is straight up bullshit, because This is a violation of gay people's civil rights because of their sexual orientation. And it's supposed to be no man or woman or individual can be discriminated upon because of their gender, sexual orientation, make, model, or creed. And when a religion circumvents those rights, that's not okay, because a religion is a choice, but a gender and a sexual identity is not a choice. That is something ingrained. So I don't know. I think religion is the paper and gender and sexual identity is the scissor here. And it should trump that for sure. And not trump like that. But like, I don't get it, because these churches have gotten away with molesting people for years and not paying taxes for years on properties which should be paid taxes upon. You know, their exemption status should be revoked if they get to choose to be discriminatory. Because, this is what our religion says. But guess what? These are our rights, and your religion does not get to decide this. And I'm disgusted that this happened in Philly, my hometown.
Yeah.
Because I've been a practicing homosexual there since a very young age. Single digits.
Practice makes perfect.
Honey.
To me, this, I just think of the children. For me, in general, I think of the children because, I mean, you can take all of the, you know, whether it's religion or whether it's gay people or whatever, off the table. But the fact is, there's so many kids who are in the system, which is like foster care and adoption and all of these things, who are struggling and need a fucking home. And there are people who they might be same-sex couples, whatever, who are able to provide like a loving, amazing home to like to give these kids a chance at like having an amazing and like a good life. And so it's really hurting them, the fact that like now this is off the table. So it sucks. And I hope it's not a slippery slope and like creating a precedent where this happens more and more from different, you know.
I feel like this will eventually be overturned because if we're thinking about the kids here, like you said, like, you know, Alec Mappa and his husband, Jamie, they're gay foster parents, or Zion's, they're not foster parents anymore. He's their son officially by the state. And it's just stupid that like, that these churches are getting away with this. It's not cool anymore. And the churches used to be the ones in power. So I get that, like how everything was connected, like skull and crossbones and bullshit, but like, guess what? That's not how it is anymore. And it needs to change. God, my cheekbones look so good.
Honey.
It's crazy.
You went to see Dr. Carlos.
No, I didn't. I don't know any doctors over here, honey. Humpful of cum.
Yeah, you're in the UK. They don't have that kind of doctor over there.
No.
They'll pump you full of fucking hot tea.
Well, Courtney is not a host this week, so there's no hot tea on the docket.
Okay. No, I've seen Ahura's face. They do have doctors like that over there. Jealous. I only speak from jealousy. Yes, we're going to take a break.
Zealous jealousy.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in.
optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Goodness, girls! Girls, I have asked you to sweep up. I said no glitter, no liquids, and no live animals on stage. Fire is fine. We have a very illustrious tip spot in the building today. Please welcome to the stage. Hailing from the great state of California, this person has appeared on RuPaul's Drag Race as a pit crew member, having never worn shoes while doing so. Please welcome at this time, Simon Sherry Wood.
Hi.
Friend.
I am so excited to be here. And I just want to start by saying thank you for getting me through a pandemic. Race Chaser has been such a big part for me, and I know for so many people, and I've loved every week, so thank you. I just wanted to start by saying that.
Well, thank people you. Have loved oh your God. Big parts on Race Chaser or on RuPaul's Drag Race season 6. You were pumped. Last week you carried in a table and the table was behind you, and bitch, I've never seen deep shoulder action like that. You were like, shoulders, mama.
We got
a special letter in our inbox randomly the week that we booked you from somebody named DW, and they said, Hi, Dipper, Alaska, and Willem. I've always been very curious about the pit crew, especially Simon Sherry Wood, who is only on season 6 of Drag Race. I heard you say he was there because of Courtney, but can you give me a bit more tea? I never said
what?
That. I know they have referred to each other as husband and wife in the past, but I'm curious how he got a pit crew role and why he was only there for one season. Attached is a dick pic for your pleasure. Thank you, dolls. DW. I'm going to take a picture of the dick and send it to you, Simon.
Oh, DW. They left Vicky
at home. So sweet.
They left Vicky at home for that gig. This dick pic, okay.
That's the dick, Simon.
It has a slight curve.
So much.
The dick is pointing at about 11:15 if you go with the big hand and the little hand.
I see. What is that, a TV console?
Yes.
Yeah, an IKEA table. That's definitely an IKEA table.
It's IKEA. Okay.
There's a purple pen on the table.
Oh, there we go. Let me see. Shorts. Okay.
I'm not mad at
gray
the
shadow.
Not mad at it. Not mad at it. Fully functioning human penis.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Look, ready to go.
One, you peen them all.
Ready to go.
So can you tell us about your experience, Simon, as being a Pit Crew member and also your connection to Courtney Act?
Yeah, how did you first get on?
Well, actually, someone in casting, it was Ethan, who cast a lot of the dolls. And I was told that they were looking for a blonde guy who was at least 6 foot. That was the prerequisite. And so, I went in and met with Darren, and then I kind of thought that was it. And then he put me in an office at World of Wonder, and then Rue came and had a conversation with me, which I was not expecting at all. I just thought, I'll meet Darren, and then he'll relay to, you know, the people above how it went. But I got to go in and sit down with Rue, and she asked me some questions. At the very end, she asked me to tell her a joke, like on the spot. And I was like, and I had one to go. I'm not going to say it because
too offensive.
It's a little offensive. I mean, I want to be careful.
So Rue loved it.
Rolling around on the floor. Uncontrollable laughter was like, you're hired, you know?
Work.
And then I remember I was hanging out with Miss Courtney Act, who I get such a kick out of you guys ripping her, because it's so easy to rip someone who's quote unquote perfection.
Yeah.
And so I get a lot of pleasure out of that. But we were hanging.
So do we.
We were hanging out a lot at that time. And so we dubbed each other husband and wife. And I remember, and I called her and I said, I just got asked to do Pit Crew. And are you doing the season? And she was like, are you doing it? And I was like, are you doing it? And I was like, are you doing it? And that went back and forth for a while. And so she was, you know, obviously contractually obligated to not tell me. But after that conversation, we both knew that we were doing it. And and then at that point, we never talked again. No, I'm kidding. But when we were on the show, we never got to talk. We just got to stare at each other lovingly across the workroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Was this, on as reality TV shows go, better or worse than being on The Real World?
Oh, completely different, because Real World was, I spoke. And
you wore shoes.
Oh my God, shoes every day. All the time. All the time.
Everywhere you look, there's a shoe.
Did you ask why you weren't allowed to wear shoes and just a scruff panty? Did they say, this is where we put our shoes?
I was just a pretty face. I didn't know. I didn't even know I could speak. I didn't know if I should ask for anything. I didn't know if I could have any question. No, I'm kidding. But I don't know. We never came up. But I will say, I have never personally loved underwear with sneakers. I have recently changed my mind about it a little bit, but it always kind of, I don't know, when I would see Go-Go Boys and stuff, I'd be like, But, you know, clubs are gross. So, you know.
Right.
OSHA.
And, it's almost better with like a boot than a sneaker, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just something. I would prefer a little pair of like hot pants even than underwear. Because underwear and sneakers just looks like you didn't get dressed. And then, you yes, know, do I a little, like you ran out of the house, like fire. And, but I feel like if you were wearing a little, like a Kylie Minogue, like hot mm-hmm. pants.
Disco short. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A disco short with, yeah. But no, it wasn't ever explained to us. We were just handed Marco underwear and a bottle of baby oil and said, get to work, fellas. And that was it. So we just sat around. I just remember we waited. You know, there's a lot of waiting as there is in any production. And I just remember we would slowly just keep applying baby oil and we would just be like freaking slimy cooked chickens by the time we got out there.
So shiny.
But yeah, it was no shoes, shiny, and fun. Good memories.
Is it true that they make you put a piece of sandwich bread between your dick and the underwear?
Oh. Sandwich bread?
Yeah, like a slice of bread.
Oh, a slice of bread. I was like, sandwich bread? Is that what they call bread? No, you are from what now? This is pre-VH1 days, so maybe VH1 are down with the bread. But back at Logo, it was whatever you wanted to do to present was up to you. Okay. So if you wanted to emphasize, if you wanted to conceal, if you wanted to, you know, beef up, you know,
right.
we were like back there, like, you know, some people are trying to come up with some contraption that makes everything look lovelier.
Give me a scrunchie. You know?
Yeah, it was very like, what about this? What about this? I remember there was four of us at the time. I feel like there was a lot of
Sean, like, Miles, you and Jason.
Exactly. Yeah.
Honey, so if there's one thing I can memorize, it's the pit crew.
Miles and I were the new kids on the block, and it was fun because Sean and Jason were awesome. And and yeah, they were very welcoming. And then yeah, we just did the one season together.
Yeah, what happened with that? For
me it was scheduling. I was going to be in Europe the next summer, and you know what? They can't give the dates
right
too far ahead of time. It was like, we're shooting in July or whatever it was, and I had other things on, and so I didn't do it. But you know, I actually reached out to Theron recently, because I have to say, I was a brat back in 2014. I probably wasn't the most lovely, and I remember, you know, and I became a bigger fan of the show as time has gone on. Mm-hmm. And so when I look back, I think, wow, that was such a cool gig to get to do, to be around the dolls, just to be in the presence of greatness and to see the process is such a gift. And I don't know if I fully realized even the iconic season that I was on, you know, season six was so great.
Six was arguably one of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I emailed Theron in the past like few months, and I just said, I just wanted to say, if I was a brat back then, I'm sorry. It was such a great experience. I'm such a bigger fan of the show today than I've ever been, you know, with every season. And so I only have fond memories at this point. So that's my tea is boring.
Did he respond by saying, thanks for the email and nothing else?
Because that's what he responded to me.
Oh, it bounced back.
No, I'm kidding. Oh. No, he was lovely.
Oh.
Would you ever go on tour with a Drag Race show?
No, you know, like, I feel like I'm too old. And I mean, I just, do you know what I mean? Maybe not.
Courtney's like, older.
Courtney will always be older. It's the only reason
then
I still
all of us.
Her.
All wow. of us.
I know, but she has achieved a lot. Like, all of those continents she's been on, I'm like,
she has,
she is incontinent, just, yeah, she has issues with that.
She's very continental.
She's incontinent on all of the continents.
Continental right. plus the old bitches.
So yeah, we're so grateful that you took the time to speak to us today. What do you have anything to plug or tell us about what's going on now with Simon Sherry Wood?
No, I mean, nothing to plug. My Instagram is Simon Sherry Wood. It's very straightforward. Sometimes I use it, sometimes I don't.
Girl,
I'm not
same.
The most. I'm not the most consistent. I'm sometimes like, should I record myself doing this? And then I think, no, because no one gives a fuck. Like, you know what I mean? I have
Work.
That a lot.
Work.
Actually, I had I had dinner with Courtney the other night, and I was like, do you ever think to yourself, like, what makes you think of recording yourself as soon as you wake up? I can't remember what her answer was. It wasn't very interesting. But
it's just because she's awake. She's awake, so every waking moment is on the Instagram story.
So that's what makes me feel old, is the fact that I'm not like, oh, I'm awake. Let me start filming myself doing something, you know?
Has Courtney put you in drag, and was she mad that you were prettier?
You've seen it. It is my crowning glory. She's done it a couple of times. My nickname was Big Court.
Oh. Big Court. This is the people's court.
And Marco made my non-existent outfit. It was where we did the censored, so it was like censored.
Oh,
it was Madonna sex book.
You wore the Courtney hair. Uh-huh.
Yeah, wow. She had me like piled on the two wigs. I'll text it to you.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. We have the
footage.
You look gorgeous. Who do you look like? Oh, Thank you. So stunning. Pretty.
So stunning.
I tried to book her every Halloween since. Unavailable, she says.
Unavailable. I hear she's difficult anyway, honestly.
So difficult to work with. Wendy doesn't return an email. No, impossible.
No. That Wendy. thank you so much for stopping by, Simon Sherry.
I love you guys so much. Thank you for having me. It's such an honor.
Thanks for coming to the pop-up.
You can get your drink tickets at the bar. You're limited to 3, and you cannot trade them in for an appetizer.
Okay, great. Perfect.
And there's no ins and outs. Get a wristband, okay?
I object.
Get rid of her. Get security.
I, Simon Sherry, wouldn't go in this cave if I were you. Oh my goodness. This is the moment where we go spelunking. Deep inside the DMs.
This first message comes from Hannah and Alice. Dear Immaculate Angels.
My name is Hannah and Alice.
We saw Death Drop in London at the weekend and just wanted to say how incredible the show was. Willem was so fantastic, and that bandana dress. Those boots. We died. Willem, are you enjoying your time in London? Will we see you gals in any more shows on the West End? Kisses, Hannah and Alice.
My name is Hannah and Alice. And they want to know everything that you think about your show in London.
Which you've talked about already, and you've said it's fucking amazing.
Dream come true. Best job I've ever had on a stage.
Are you going to do more West Endingtons?
I would love to. If Bianca breaks a hip, I'll go into Jamie real quick.
Jamie. Everybody's talking about Jamie.
And I met one of the Jamies. We got tested at the same COVID place, the Harry Potter Theater.
Is where
we were all get testing. And even in mass, I was like, are you on posters? Are you Jamie? And he's like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, you're famous. But I love my friend is in Hairspray around the corner, and, Jerry Mitchell came to see the show. And so many people are seeing the show, and like, honestly, it's nice because Latrice and I won that competition, that Frenemies episode, the singing and dancing episode for a reason.
Girl, they do it so much better than you.
We're show people, and people are getting to see that in its truest form now. Latrice is funny as fuck. Myra was on Britain's Got Talent and is hilarious. Everybody's so fucking good. Mm-hmm. And my outfits are amazing because I brought them all with me. All the costumes in the show are great, but I know looks, and I had to bring my own, and Howie made them, and I'm wearing an ASOS dress. RuPaul would not be happy with that.
ASOS. You wear heels that heighten the mood, that is for sure. And your balloons
have attitude.
They have a lot of attitude.
Yeah.
I'll
definitely do any show that's offered to me in the West End again. It's dream come true land.
We live. So
thanks for coming, Hannah and Alice. Tell all your friends.
Also, wait, a PS. Okay. No. Sorry. Okay, this next one comes from Elizabeth. Hello, Willem Alaska and Dipper Trintra. Lately, I've taken to saying Modisha Jenkins far more than is probably necessary, and I realized I have no idea what it actually means or where it came from. In an old tweet, Willem referred to it as something Delta Work would say, but I was hoping you could speak on what the origins of the phrase were so I can know what the fuck I'm actually referencing. So excited for the next episodes of Pageant Pod from Elizabeth. P.S. Slava from season 3 of Jocks and Frocks episode happened to give me a drink on the beach a few weeks ago, and we talked about his interview on Race Chaser. Wow.
Work, Elizabeth, getting all the drinks. Okay, so Modisha Jenkins refers to the root word, not Latin, but kind of Latin because Delta is Hispanic. So the root is Latin. Latinx.
Modisha, moded.
Moded, which means you're feeling some sort of way. You're maybe emotional, or you're pissed, you're pressed, like you're moted.
You're feeling plucked. Something happened that you weren't expecting to happen, and it's kind of making you look a little
girl. They didn't pissed. Put ketchup in the bag in the drive-thru, and I have to go through, and I'm fucking moted.
Moted. Bothered. Modisha Jenkins. Annoyed. Modisha is an extension of the word moted. We sometimes take words and turn them into a name. So, like stunning, Stuntasia, then that becomes Stuntasia Barino, Stuntasia Williams, Franklin, Bouvier Carter, Madison. Masterson.
Modisha Jenkins' step cousin is Penelope Pluckington's.
That's her play cousin.
Definitely. These are things we do as drag queens. We keep saying things until one of us chuckles or Dipper makes us move on.
Yeah.
To the next letter, which is from Raina. It says, "Hey folks, longtime listener, love the pod. You brought up the flawless Sabrina in this last week's episode, and I was waiting to see what inside stories you might bring up because she was full of them. Once, at a screening with a Q&A with Sabrina's drag daughter, Zachary, she told a story about how Robert Franklin Kennedy, RFK, would set up and be attached to some of these pageants just so he could be close to the dolls. She also said that Sabrina alleged that one of his T-girl girlfriends disappeared shortly before his presidential run. Very surprised at this, so I did my own research and found that this Vice article with Flawless quoted as saying Bobby Kennedy was what you'd call a tea chaser, a granny chaser. I've provided the link to the interview below. Very surprised this isn't talked about more at all. The only other reference I can loosely attach to this in the cult classic, The Birdcage, when it is said, Armand, the Kennedys are here for supper again, third time this week. Coincidence? Or was a queen on the writing staff who knew the former presidential candidate's tea? Who knows? But it is interesting to think about. Also, in the chance that you read this on air, let it be known that I am trans and reserve the right to use pejoratives as I see fit to reclaim. Thanks, Raina. Raina, you are a queen. We are going to link this article on our Race Chaser Pod Instagram. And thank you so much for connecting all these dots.
Girl.
The tea. And
Mama Boots.
He did. The pageants were frequented. I know Jackie O had been to a pageant, JFK, RFK. And I mean, the apple does not fall far from the applesauce. And sometimes that squirts out of one of the girls.
I've seen your act. I know.
Pick the apples, bitch.
Pick the apple, put it in the basket. Pick the apple, put it in the basket. This is wild, and
Sharon
I
Needles
didn't
comes
even.
Out of a casket.
I love the Birdcage so much, and now this kind of has a new shade to it. That line about the Kennedys being in the audience again. What? And this is. And I know that the Kennedys have a history of cover-ups and sort of shady things for the purposes of political advancement. So I'm not saying, I don't want them coming after me. But I, and so I can't confirm anything, but I mean, it's very possible. And there are a lot of men out there who are trans amorous and who are secretive about it, which is unfortunate. And I'm looking forward to a day where there is not secrecy or shame involved around being attracted to whoever you're attracted to. So
I always thought the line in the Birdcage referenced like that one Kennedy that was rapey, William Kennedy or something, because in the 90s, one of the Kennedys got some rape charges against him. But the Kennedys
Kennedy ever, was
William something. He had brown hair. He looked like kind of like a male Monica Lewinsky.
No, I meant the one who was at the Birdcage. I think he says
one of the cousins.
Did we get
something?
Ted? God, I wish we could get Ted. We know it's not Ted.
One of the cousins, probably.
The timeline might work out that it was Robert.
Bobby.
Bobby love. Bobby's coming over for dinner. Bobby's eating out at the Birdcage.
Coming into my hole.
They say Ted? No, just the younger ones. Wish we could get Ted. Give him a free round of coffee.
Save room for coffee. All right. How about this next message from G. Alaska Willem and Big Dipper et al. I wanted to write to you today to tell you about a very dumb thing that positively tickled me, and I hope it tickles you just the same. I just bought a new car, a Subaru Outback, so naturally I've been driving it around reading street signs and the names of songs on the radio in an almost certainly offensive Australian accent. Same. While on one of these drives, I referred to the car as Courtney Outback. Oh, and decided that was a pretty cute name for a car, considering my very first car in high school was named Alaska. No relation. Okay. Later that day, as I got onto the highway and saw the speed limit was 60 miles per hour, I said to myself, Courtney knows how to do 60. And couldn't stop laughing at my own joke until I got home. After delighting in all the Australian accenting lately in classique, boom, 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 boom. I thought I'd share this goofy tale with my favorite Wednesday Friday gal pals. I've attached a picture of me and the aforementioned vehicle, as well as one of my dicks, balls, and taint. Usually my phone takes pictures and ends up looking like the dog's dinner, but I think these ones are real pretty. Much love from Courtney Outback. She knows how to do 60. You better work, G.
You better work.
Congratulations on the car.
Congratulations. This Courtney looks like she has a roomy back seat.
She does. Which is hatchback.
Hatchback. She's a hatchback, honey. Yeah. Which is much like our sister, Courtney Act.
That's very funny. And is it offensive to do the Australian accent that we do constantly?
No.
The only person we're trying to offend is Courtney. And so if we're doing that, we've done our job.
And her management. To be fair.
Team.
Yeah.
The team.
Honestly, and these dick pics and these...
I didn't scroll down.
These lower quarter pics. I've never seen one from the back like this. And it looks like a prison-issue blanket and a school cinder block wall.
Wait a second. Are it's you giving... incarcerated?
I think he might be.
Are you
No, wait,
incarcerated?
He has a car. He has a car.
But
it does look like
clearly taken in
a prison or a school. Oh, maybe a dorm.
Oh, it could be a dorm. Isn't it wild? Yes, it is. Okay.
A little bit tainty.
The background aside, I mean, the pictures are lovely. It's glistening. It's curved upward like it's a plant growing toward the sun.
Honey, Sunday dinner. It's a rump roast.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
There's two balls.
Mm-hmm. There are.
There's no occlusions, blemishes.
No.
The dick is moist. It's not dry or chafed in any of the high traffic areas.
No, absolutely. Lovely. Gorgeous.
Yeah. Beautiful. all words that could describe Courtney Act, but in this case are describing a penis.
Exactly. And I love the car too. And I love Subarus because is it me or is there a thing with Subarus and lesbians? Is that a thing? Because there were like commercials and like it was like some of the first commercials to have like same-sex couples were like lesbians driving Subarus. Is that proper? Is that correct?
I feel like that makes sense because lesbians usually have a lot of stuff to put in the back, you know, rugby equipment, field hockey stuff. Children.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love the name Courtney Outback. That's fabulous. For a Subaru Outback.
It's very, really very wonderful. Funny. We love all the people that write into us. Thank you so much for making our podcast even a little bit better and more inclusive. And if you can think of any ways that we can taunt and humiliate our sister Courtney Act, please write in. You can send us your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And a special huge shout out to our tip spot. Simon Sherry Wood. Yes. Thank you, Simon.
Thanks.
We appreciate
thank you so much for listening to Hot Gorse.
Hot Gorse.
And as always, we have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. You just search using the hashtag Race Chaser, leave a couple of coins on the dresser, and get into some really fun bonus content.
Give her her trawlers. And we will continue to release that Patreon content from 2019 and 2020 for free now on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribed to both my channel and Alaska's on YouTube and hit the bell icon so you get notifications.
Mm-hmm. And follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and @MomPodcasts.
There's a link on our Race Chaser Pod Instagram that also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the BLM movement, and a link to AAPIP.org and their resource directly to combat anti-Asian violence.
That's right. Get the vax, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe, and stay healthy out there.
And we will be back next week with more piping, steaming, screaming,
boiling. Hot God. You know we love you. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.